This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries.
The emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the status is WHO's highest level of alert and can accelerate research, funding, and international public health measures in cooperation to contain a disease. Wednesday marks now more than a week that Ukrainian troops have pushed into the Kursk region of Russia, just north of their border, in the most extensive incursion by Kyiv's forces in the 2.5-year-old war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday the latest round of talks about a ceasefire in fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza are going to be key. Pressed on how there might be meaningful talks on Thursday if Hamas isn't participating as it's threatened not to, Jean-Pierre suggested the group might be bluffing. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida effectively announced his resignation on Wednesday, VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Japan's Fumio Kishida said Wednesday he will not seek re-election as head of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. That means he'll step down as prime minister next month. At a news conference, Kishida said he takes responsibility for the serious situation, a series of domestic controversies, including one involving millions of dollars in undocumented political funds. That scandal, along with rising inflation, made Kishida unpopular at home. Over the past 3 years, Kishida has worked to align Japan more closely with the West. He's also taken steps to loosen his country's self-imposed military restraints. Most notably, Kishida increased Japan's defense budget. By 2027, Japan will likely trail only the United States and China in military spending. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
UNICEF says children in West and Central Africa are increasingly exposed to extreme heat, creating health concerns. The UN Children's Agency, in a new report published on Wednesday, says the frequency of heat waves in the region has more than quadrupled since the 1960s, leaving children more vulnerable to developing chronic conditions and contracting infectious diseases that spread in high temperatures, such as mosquito-borne malaria and dengue. The report comes as West Africa experienced an unprecedented heat wave earlier this year that led to a surge in deaths in the region. Some elephants from Namibia are getting a new home across the border in Angola after conservationists realized the animals needed a new habitat to survive. Vitolio Angula reports from Windhoek, Namibia.
The Kwatir Game Reserve in southeastern Angola was known for its bustling elephant population during colonial times. But the 27-year war between Angola's government and UNITA rebels, which ended in 2002, led to every last elephant in the reserve being killed. Reserve owner Stefan van Wyk is working to reintroduce the jumbos to the 40,000-hectare game reserve. He's getting the elephants from Mount Echo Reserve in Namibia, where 7 years of persistent drought has decreased forage and grazing land for a herd of 50 elephants. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
A European Union satellite mapping agency says 104 square kilometers of land was burned northeast of Athens this week during a deadly wildfire covering an area almost twice the size of New York's Manhattan. The fire gutted scores of homes and prompted 9 countries to send assistance. It was contained on Tuesday in a massive effort that ended on the outskirts of the capital. A factory worker was killed as the fire swept through mountainous areas and blanketed Athens with a thick cloud of smoke. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.